representing the Toronto Blue Jays, April Witsman, joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, April, you watching the other three ball games that are going on right now?
Yes, I am, sitting right in front of 18 television screens right now.
Oh, rub it in, why don't you? Hey, the Royals and A's just became a final. It's a 2-1 final now. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Now you've only got two games that you're watching.
Been incredible this year. He hit the first home run for the A's, and yeah, he's been incredible. He came to the Cave the other day, and he had just been named Player of the Week, and he's just been on a hot streak since then. So.
Oh, gosh, yeah, and deservedly so, and a big reason why the A's are approaching 500 now, just a game below. So this is your life now, April, and, you know, we're all jealous of you. And, look, I know I kid, but you are well aware of the good fortune that has been thrust upon you, but not to say that it isn't earned by any stretch of the imagination. Now this is your life. You're in New York. You get to watch a ton of ball games, every ball game, in fact, and you get visits from ball players, and I'm sure you were thrilled that you got to visit with Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. No, it's been incredible. A few weeks ago, Rajay Davis came by. He did a hilarious skit with us here at the Cave with making fun of the Kansas City ball boy, or poking fun, I should say. And then we did a great skit with JP and CBO. We went down to the park and basically just asked random passerbyers just basically random questions about baseball, what their shagging balls mean, who wrote R.A. Dickey's autobiography. Just really funny, funny skits. They're both up on MLBFanCave.com right now. They're both live. And as you mentioned, long and behold, this morning I woke up in what would soon become the best day of my life. I woke up at, early, we had to be at the Cave at 9, came here to the Cave at 10 o'clock, Robinson Cano came by, we played stickball, we closed down a street in New York City, stickball with Robinson Cano. Then that, we left there, and I was like, okay, that was amazing, can this get any better? And sure enough, Jeff, as you mentioned, it did. We went down to the driving range, met up with Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion, and that was fantastic. They were grabbing balls. They were hitting them for yards and yards and yards and yards. And I've spoken to them briefly. As you know, I write for JaysProspects.com. I've spoken to them a bit in spring training, try to get a few words. And when I'm speaking to them before this experience, it was always about their statistics. You know, what does it feel to hit that home run, or how did it feel to, get that clutch hit? Or it's always been about stuff like that. And I feel like through the MLB Fan Cave, I've been able to get to know the guys today and every other player that has come in as much more than that, as a very, like, humanistic element, and seeing them as humans and not just as the numbers or the names on their jerseys. So it's just been incredible. I mean,
yeah, and that's translated as well, April, in what we've been able to see so far, and what you've been able to present with the other Fan Cave dwellers is a different side of things, because we can break down the numbers, we could talk about games, and you guys do a bit of that, but you also present that different face of a ball player, and it's something that I really enjoy, and I'm sure a lot of fans do as well.
Well, thank you. No, it's something that we work hard in, and I'm always, and the other dwellers are always trying to put the fans first and show the fans a different perspective. So if there's ever anything anybody wants me to focus on or do, to contact me, and I will do my best to research it, find it out, and do whatever I can. So just know that don't be a stranger, because I'm here to represent Blue Jays fans and to prove to the rest of Canada that baseball is alive and well, and I told you that before even day one, Jeff. I told you that was my goal while here.
Yeah.
And as you may or may not know, there are the first eliminations coming up next week. So I want to be able to, even if this is my last 5 days here, 4 days here, week or two here, I want to make the most of it. So I just hope nobody is a stranger. Contact me and just let me know what you guys are thinking.
Yeah, and you could do that at AllieCat17 again on Twitter. And April, you got a very good perspective on things, but no doubt, even if it is your last remaining days at the MLB Fan Cave, enjoy it for what it is, because obviously you're going to walk away with so much from this experience. But I'm going to hazard a guess to say that it's going to go beyond the next 4 or 5 days or so. Now, with Edwin and Jose at the driving range, were they hitting baseballs and golf balls?
They were, and I don't want to blow the surprise too much. You're going to have to see the video to see the full extent. We have an incredible video company here called New Wave Entertainment, and they've created some of the best content and best videos that I've ever seen, and they've put together this whole thing. I don't want to blow the whole surprise, but there is a combination of the two elements. It is super funny. These guys, I think that what made it so great was these guys, you know, these guys were top star players, and they came in and they had fun with it. They were tossing balls to each other. They were, you know, I don't want to blow everything, but they just were incredible. I got the opportunity to speak with them a bit after the fact, being that I was the Blue Jays rep. I asked Edwin about the chicken wing, and he just made a couple jokes about it. Then I asked Jose, you know, how the team's going, and he's still super optimistic on the year, and they both gave me hugs. So, like I said, it started out so well, and the only thing that would have made it better, as you previously discussed, would have been not a 5-0 loss, but overall, yeah. I'm just thrilled to be here, and it's just been incredible.
So now about the chicken wing, Edwin Encarnacion. Yeah, now I know you want to don't give away too much, but did he talk about how it started, why he does it?
That was just a personal conversation with me. Basically, he told me he did it one time after a home run last year. And since then, he just taken it as his trademark. That's essentially what he told me. I don't know if there's more to that story, but that was it verbatim. And no, I had to laugh. I even told him that when Edwin hits a home run, as you may or not know, Jeff, there's a home run slide here. So I do the chicken wing all the way to the gong, which I hit, and I do it all the way down the home run slide. And he laughed at that. He enjoyed that. So I put a smile on his face, and he put a smile on mine. And, you know, like I said, it's just been unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, and this has been a great experience so far for you. Was there a moment, and maybe it was today, because it certainly sounds like you talk about it was the best day of your life, but has there been an experience thus far, and when you look at the big picture here so far, that you were like, wow, like you just take a step back? Because after a while, April, and it sounds like this has happened for you, you kind of take everything in stride. You go, yeah, that's Robinson Cano, that's Jose Bautista. They're regular people. You talk to them like it's nothing. But has there been an occasion where you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm with this person. I can't believe I'm here.
I don't know if there's been a specific player or anything as a whole. I think what's been really interesting is that the nine dwellers have been able to come together as a team, not be able to look at this whole thing as a competition, work together. Each of us have like such different strengths, whether it's like Twitter, whether it's social media, whether it's videos, Photoshop. We've all been able to come together and make anything and everybody that walks in work, and we've been able to, you know, spread it to the world, or spread it to the baseball community. And I don't know if there's been a player that has walked in where I said, you know, this is the moment. Like I said, today was unbelievable. But I think it's in the whole thing as a whole. I've always loved baseball. I've just finished watching, I think, my 612th game of the season.
Oh my goodness!
So, you know, it's funny because we watch every pitch. Right now, I'm standing in front of Mini Cave Monster over by the little arcade area, and I'm watching every single screen, and we'll have 12 games on at once, and you know, the instant replay may get us from time to time, but it's we're watching everything. So I've been able to see, learn a lot more about all of baseball. I've been able to also learn more about the behind the scenes stuff. We've been able to go to, you know, .com, and this week, this upcoming week, I'm going to be on Major League Baseball player pool. So, you know, even those opportunities.
Yeah.
So, you know, those opportunities are just incredible. Just been able to learn more about baseball, and that's part of the reason I came here. I came here searching for a way to find a job in the baseball community, and if anything, I've gained so much more knowledge than I had before then. So I can't point out one thing to you, Jeff, but honestly, overall, it's just been everything. Well, I can't say there's been one bad thing.
Well, April, we've got about a minute here, and as much as I love baseball, I think I love food more, and it's such a nice combination of baseball food. I love that. Recently, you got to eat Texas Rangers food.
Yeah, how incredible is that? My best friend here at the Cave, Mina Park, she's the Rangers person. She wrote a blog talking about all the incredible food that's available at Arlington Stadium. And sure enough, the Rangers social media team saw it. and said, oh, we've got somebody in New York City. We'll have that for you next week. And we had the boomsticks. We had the huge hamburgers. We had everything.
Oh,
and it's true. Everything is bigger
gosh.
In Texas. Unbelievable. I've made a claim that I do hope that if I stay longer, I need to present to these my fellow cave dwellers what a poutine is. They do not know what a poutine is.
They're missing out.
So, yeah, no to Canadians, no to the Blue Jays, no to whoever thinks in New York City they can develop a poutine, that these cave dwellers need to try it if I stay. So that's on the schedule. That's on the schedule, I hope, because it may not compare to the boomstick, but it's one of my favorites. So even talking to you today, Jeff, I heard the word A. I haven't heard that in a really long time, so it's nice to speak to a Canadian again.
Well, now I'm starving. April Witzman, MLB fan cave dweller. You're doing us proud. Keep up the good work, and I hope the experience lasts as long as it possibly can. Thank you, April.
Thank
we'll
you
talk
so
soon.
Much. Thank you. Take care.